Beloved family, Father Ezekiel had a dream on the 23rd of October this year, 2025, that was very unusual, but clearly had the mark of the Holy Spirit. The atmosphere was heaven-like, calm, peaceful, beautiful, just after sunset, what we commonly refer to as dusk. In this dream, there was a house in the country on a lake, and we had invited a couple and a friend for the weekend just to rest and enjoy the beautiful countryside. The house was beside a placid lake just when the stars were beginning to appear. When Ezekiel first related this dream to me, he didn't mention names. He began by sharing that two men were coming in from fishing on the lake, and one of them had caught a really big fish, and the other had caught a little one. Then he talked about how they were able to walk on the water out to the white wrought iron table and chairs that sat firmly on the water as if it were solid glass, like a solid glass floor, but it was really water. The man's wife and I were cooking something in the kitchen while the man with the big fish was preparing it for dinner. And the man with the little black bass was showing Ezekiel his Lutheran men's Bible as they were sitting at a table. The man was Barack Obama, and he was telling Ezekiel that all of this was so new to him, and he wanted to learn. He needed someone to teach him. His demeanor was so meek and earnest, humble and authentic. It gave the impression that Barack had been born again and couldn't separate himself from this wondrous new life. Everything reflected the atmosphere of heaven on earth, with being able to walk on the water and hold the iridescent tiny spheros. Who knows, perhaps the most humble of birds in heaven are also giving glorious new iridescent feathers and intense colors because they are the most humble of birds on earth. In any case, I wanted to give you a heads up about this dream. When I first heard it, and then as he recounted it, more details came to mind, and that is what will follow here. Perhaps you will remember that the Lord told me that President Obama was the Antichrist. I believe that the increasing intense prayers of the people, or the salvation of souls, has caused the Father to grant more time. That was back in 2015. I know that Jesus said the Father had extended the time in 2015 to another 3 years. At that time, Obama was president and things were going south in our nation. But I believe, because of the prayers of the people and the wake-up of our nation, the Father next extended the time to 5 more years. And I believe that was in 2019. So because of the prayers and extensions, I believe another person was chosen for the office of the Antichrist. As we know, there have been several notable Antichrists, from the Emperor Nero to Adolf Hitler, and many others in between. And here I'm quoting something that was written by Sam Storms. Note well that the entire period between the first and second comings of Jesus is called either the last hour as well as the last days. And he references Acts 2:17, 2 Timothy 3:1, Hebrews 1:2, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Thus, the last hour in 1 John 2:18 is not a reference to the final days preceding Christ's return, but a reference to the entire church age in which we now live. We read this in 1 John 2:22. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son, the spirit of Antichrist, says John, is found in anyone who denies that Jesus is God come in the flesh. 1 John 4:3. Again, in 2 John 7, he writes, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the Antichrist. And Sam had written that in March of 2019. So it's not inconsistent with Scripture that there will be many Antichrists, And the more I learn about scripture and history, the more it seems that timing is the key marker for fulfillment of prophecy. And timing relies on the prayers of the people and the conversion and repentance of the people, or the lack of prayer. So moving on, I believe a new individual could be chosen for the role of Antichrist, especially if Barack Obama were to be born again and no longer in that political position of power. My dear family, this is a dream, and as such, it must be interpreted with great care and discerned. One thing that stands out in this dream is the atmosphere of heaven and the signature of the Holy Spirit who caught the big fish, former President Barack Obama. You all have the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth. Partner with him in discerning this dream and leave your comments below.
The beginning of the dream, Mother Claire and I were in a nice house on a lake. It wasn't very hilly. It was all kind of flat land. It was a white house with wraparound picture windows, sliding glass doors, and like a wraparound veranda porch that was closed in part of the year and then open part of the year, whether you could let screens down or glass windows where they're behind them. So you could see everything clearly. The house was lit very well. The outdoors and all around the house were lit very well. And the grass was neatly mown down to the water's edge. It was just a nice, warm summer night. The stars were out, moon was out. We were two couples that really liked each other and had been friends for years, and it was just like we got along hand in glove. We were all about middle age, 40-something, and we had also invited another young man who was mid-30s, maybe 40 years old, to come out for the weekend. And we had plenty of room, plenty of space, and bedrooms and such. So Michelle Obama and her husband came out, and so did the man, and they met each other, and just over small talk got to know each other. Well, Mr. Obama and our friend decided to go down to the lake just to fish from the bank. And Michelle and Mother and I were just visiting, and I think Mother was baking some tarts or something in the oven, and I think we had already had dinner. And again, this is like on a warm summer night, probably like a Friday night, but away from the city and all the noise. I almost thought it was the Potomac River, but the water was so placid, I realized that it was just a lake, that the sides of the lake were, you know, very well groomed and kept. Not many hills at all. The two guys came up, our one guest, our one visitor, and they were just wearing short sleeve checkered shirts and casual khaki pants and just really easy weekend off clothes. So Mr. Obama and the other man came walking up beside these large glass windows, and they had each caught a fish. The other man had a big fish, large. He was holding it up, and its tail barely just touched the ground. It was a very big lake trout that he had caught. And Barack had caught a small little fish, 7 or 8 inches. He thought it was a catfish, and I told him, no, that's a black bass. See the black markings on his side, the stripe on his side? Well, we knew that was not big enough to keep, so we put that one back in the water. This is where the dream starts in earnest. And the big fish is very significant. I went back down with Barack and the other gentleman to the lake, and Mother was with us. They had a little boy, by the way, a little child, and he went to the lake as well. And out on the lake were a table and chairs, like the white painted wrought iron furniture that you'll see in vacation homes out in the yard. There was a white wrought iron dinner table with a glass top and a couple of like wicker rattan chairs, yet they were on the water, on the surface of the water. And while we were standing by the table out there, these beautiful, beautiful little, paradisical, heavenly, celestial little birds began to fly around, two or three of them, and beautiful cinnamon-colored iridescent heads and green breasts. But we noticed they were tiny little sparrows and smaller than the normal sparrow. almost like a hummingbird, but yet they were clearly sparrows with these beautiful colors on them, you know, a cinnamon red head, sometimes a pinkish breast with a little yellow, almost tropical looking. And while everyone was kind of looking at the little birds flying around us, I put my finger out, and one of the little birds landed right on my finger, and I brought it in close to my face just to see it, and it started preening, like they preen and groom their feathers. It started preening my forehead, like they would do like your hair, you know, grooming. And I said, oh, this is so sweet. Here, you try. And I handed one to Barack, and it landed on his finger. He was a young man, slender man, and his wife was very young. We all were, actually. Younger middle age. And so the little bird landed on my finger to his finger. I said, go ahead, put him up to your forehead. And he did, and it preened his forehead. And the little boy was just delighted, you know, squealing with laughter. The little birds. And Michelle sat down in one of the wicker chairs by the table, and the rest of us were kind of standing. It was still amazing to us. The water was so placid and yet so supportive, so solid on the surface. It was like walking across a polished, waxed marble floor. It reminds me of the sea of glass in heaven. So I remember bending down and picking up a jar that was floating in the water. And it was a jar of like spinach, maybe a jar of olives. And they keep the jars in the water to keep the food cool. You know, all you had to do was reach down, pick up, you know, whatever food was there. It was well packaged, well preserved. And we put the food on the table, just little snacks, some crackers. And there was a Bible on the table. And I said, oh, wow, a Bible. And Mr. Obama said, well, yeah, that's mine. I'm become a member of the Lutheran Church, and we use that for men's study guides, for men's group meetings. It was kind of a study guide. It wasn't just like a Bible, but it did have the scriptures in it, and a certain kind of a little insignia on the front, I believe, or inside on one of the title pages where the contents were. And, you know, he flipped through it and showed me, you know, some of the passages and some study questions and things. And wow, it's really something. So he put that back down. It's very important to him. It's why he took it out to the lake and set it on the table. At that, I woke up. Michelle was sitting in a chair, and the little boys walking around, and the other three of us, Mother, Barack, and our friend, our male friend, had begun to just sit on the surface of the lake like you'd sit down in the grass. And I remember we laid back to look at the stars, and I remember the sensation of laying on the surface of the water. I woke up like that. Our bodies weren't in the water. They were on the surface of the water. Literally laying on the water, not like floating when you're swimming, but laying on the water. No matter how you turned your legs or got up or got down, the water never gave way to the weight of our bodies. And incidentally, these little birds were so light. I mean, they were as light as a feather, and they'd land on your hands. Well, a lot of you probably wondering, well, what's this all about? I called my wife. I laid here for almost an hour. Very real sensation of being on the surface of that water, just laying and looking up at the stars from the middle of the lake. I called Mother. She came back, and I began to tell her about the dream. And the very first thing she said was, wow, that big fish seems symbolic. And then she said, wow, maybe Obama converted, or he's going to convert. Now, before you put up your defenses and jump up and walk away or turn it off, give this a minute. Mother said, wouldn't that be a big fish for Obama to convert? And I thought, wow, man, a lot of people would follow suit. Friends, family, people that knew him in politics and throughout the world. Because he's such a large and looming public figure, and he had a sincere conversion. He was so gentle and meek and mild and humble, honest, serving. Just wanted to help. Just wanted to learn. But of course, he was so humble, he would tell us, well, I've never done anything like these this before. You guys are going to teach me. You're going to have to teach me how to do this, how to fish. I'm going to look to you for guidance. And it kind of paralleled to the Christian life. You know, I'm new at this. I've never done this before. You guys are going to have to teach me. I'm going to have to look to you for guidance. And we were all Christians. He was so teachable, so pliable, so humble, honest, meek, mild, and serving, helping wherever he could. So I began to really see and feel the dream and the strong signature of the Holy Spirit on the dream. When Mother said that, you know, what if the big fish represents Obama? What if he either converted or he had a conversion to Christianity? And I tell you what, it would probably get a lot of people's attention. I think it might cause a lot of hearts that are involved in world religions, new age, you know, the new philosophies, everything. Money, banking, just the business life, politics. I think it would cause a lot of people to stop and reevaluate their lives. And a lot of people follow Obama. A lot of people respect Obama. I'm not saying that any of us agreed with the man he was or his policies or any of that. Some people even accused him of being the forerunner for the Antichrist and that kind of thing. I always feel bad about assigning names and motives to people because we never know what God might do in their soul, even maybe in the last moments of their life. But can you imagine what a witness he would be? Oh my goodness. And that was the big fish in the dream. Mother felt like the man was the Holy Spirit, and he had caught a big fish, the friend of ours that we had invited, and he caught a big fish. So you can see the analogies and the layovers, the different layers, meaning, symbology in the dream. And it felt so beautiful, so ethereal, so heavenly. The night, the water, the little birds. You could see the fish through the water. It was like the perfect night. No, there were not any bugs or butterflies yet. It was just a really sweet night. And I know many of you will bring up the objection, but what about the great deception? And even if it were possible, the elect would be deceived. But it didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like that at all. It felt like the Holy Spirit had done a real work in his life. So lest we judge a book by its cover or a man by his past performance, it's not God's desire that any sinner be lost and gone to hell, but that all men be saved.
In conclusion, I just wanted to share with you that whenever we have a dream, we look for the signature of the Holy Spirit, a certain peace, but we also consult our little oracle, the Bible Promises. And when we prayed and went to the Bible Promises for a reading about the authenticity of the dream, we got a Holy Spirit, and we're satisfied with that. But each one of you have to make your own decision. In any case, if it hasn't happened already, we pray that it will happen. What a wonderful thing that would be. God bless you, family. Until next time.